I can confirm that indeed I received a complaint to the effect that 6 people were actually arrested and that they had been assaulted. And I had the opportunity to go to the police station at Chisumbanje. And I actually got there, and what I saw was baffling. That in fact, I first saw blood scattered in the charge office. Then I had to request to see my client. One of the women could not even walk to the toilet. She had to crawl from the charge office to the toilet upon request. I am going to challenge the detention of the accused person because the Constitution does not allow a suspect to be assaulted or to be treated in an inhuman manner or in any manner that is arbitrary or contrary to the safety of the suspect, as happened in this particular case.
Did they manage to identify the officers who assaulted them?
This is a very simple and easy matter in that the accused person were arrested by the police officers who had gone to arrest them. They know them, and it is also easy for us to know who did that, because those who were on a mission to arrest them are the ones who are responsible for the assault.